Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all your playoff needs are handled in one place. BetOnline. Latest odds and lines, including the most up-to-date team matchups for all your favorite sports. It's all right there at BetOnline. Sit down and head to the website today to get in on the action, or use your mobile device. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're south of the border. South of the border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. This is Q&A part one. Since I got so many excellent questions, I'm going to have to really scour my brain for excellent answers, and that's going to take time. So I'm going to try to game the system and make a million holy mackerel, look at that girl's body. I'm going to make a million shows out of it. No, actually started to recognize just by making these little tweaks because if you're at all familiar with me or my Instagram or this show, you realize like I was complaining and it wasn't necessarily just bitching and moaning, but I was complaining about how I have a hard time really developing any success on this show when I do topics or cover things that I think are important or I find to be interesting. And then I start to develop a lot more buzz, at least digitally or virally, as the kids are saying, when I talk about Ozempic or celebrity bodies or, you know, get ripped quick booty and stuff. Cat, you fucking... That's right. What's up? What's up? What'd you say about my mama? When I talk about things that are hot button topics but aren't necessarily something that I find to be useful, sometimes even kind of dangerous, something I would recommend against, well, I get way more buzz when I talk about it, and that, you know, it can be discouraging. So I did make some tweaks. I had talks with people, and turns out, like, people don't really want two-hour podcasts. You know, there's anomalies. Like, Joe Rogan clearly is an anomaly in that regard, but a lot of the really, really popular, really meaningful content creators are making smaller, more impactful, but more well-curated and releasing a lot more frequently. So I'm going to start doing that. And I know that this is going to be a long one, so you're going to get a two-parter, maybe a three-parter. We'll see how well it goes. Let's get right to it. What do you think of Cam Haynes' approach to fitness? He manages to train for marathons and maintains a fair amount of muscle mass. Is something like this manageable for other people? Yes and no. I like Cam Haynes a lot. Anybody who achieves a lot of stuff, especially someone who's achieves a lot that's really, really, really difficult, you got respect from me. Even if it's stuff like I'm not that into, like family friend of mine, my godfather, you know, he was my best friend's dad growing up. He's since passed, and that was a rough one. Anyway, he had family that was a opera singer. And especially at like 9, I didn't care much for opera, but I was fascinated by her and like the and listening to her sing. She would sing songs. Just sometimes they would be like at dinner, and the adults would be having wine and stuff, and they'd be like, "Oh, come on, sing!" And she would sing, you know, these Italian opera songs and stuff. And I was like, even so, stuff like I'm not that into. I've always been impressed when I go like, "Well, that's impossibly difficult." But dancing. People always ask me about Dancing with the Stars, and they like, "Are you embarrassed?" And I was like, "No, I was actually pumped that I got voted off first." And I certainly was very successful in other ways besides dancing. But one thing I was, I really was so happy. One, because the people behind the show are so cool and they let me be goofy. Any of you cat owners out there know exactly what I'm dealing with. Get off! Come on! You have a whole house. Be happy. Some of the dancers, like classically trained dancers, I never really wanted to be, as anyone who saw me dance could tell. I never have any desire to be good at dancing. I genuinely don't. But I am riveted by watching people's bodies move that way and the amount of training and what must go into being a classically trained, you know, ballet or ballroom dancer is stunning to me. And I'm genuinely interested in that. So Cam Haynes, getting back to it, much love to anyone who was interested in trying to live that way. Do I think that's, your question is something like this manageable for other people? No, by and large, no. Is something like that manageable for someone who's jacked already and then wants to get into marathon running? You know, like Mark Bell, I think still looks great and he's gotten really into marathon. And there's a guy down the street here in the Austin area, Nick Bear Performance Nutrition. he looks, he's super, he's way more jacked than me. And he runs pretty consistently long distance stuff and does endurance sports. And I think the question is, can it be done? Of course, these men are living proof. Is it manageable? No. I think that all of the aforementioned men and anyone else who's doing this kind of stuff has to work extraordinarily hard and has to have a pretty... I don't know how to put it without it. Because they have to have a very particular lifestyle. I just didn't want to think of any word that might even be construed as like, oh, they have to have life easy. No, being a business owner is fucking hard. Being, running a supplement company, I know for a fact. I've never done it, but I know I'm close enough to the industry to know. Running a supplement industry and trying to do it with some level of dignity is fucking really hard. And he's working and grinding and stuff, and Cam Haynes works hard. What I am saying, though, is like, is that manageable or even attainable for someone who drives like a UPS truck, for someone who is a waitress, for someone who is a flight attendant, someone who travels a lot? You know, like, no. Because running marathons alone takes extraordinary effort and a lot of time. A lot of effort, just a lot of elbow grease. Getting jacked and maintaining jackedness takes a lot of time and a lot of elbow grease. Like, putting on muscle and being fat is like something you could do as a hobby. It's really not, honestly, you know, sorry, buff frat guys, but that's not real. Like, I grind 24/7. It's no, you don't. You eat a shit ton and you pump iron and you like to lean into your favorite exercises. Being jacked, like all the aforementioned, like Mark Bell, like Cam Haynes, like Nick Bear, and being lean and jacked, it's really hard. It takes so much effort and so much time, you know, elbow grease, you know. So to do both it's extraordinary. Do I think it's manageable? Do I think it's something that you should try to even go after? Probably not. One of the two is great. I think you can run marathons and still have a nice looking physique, because that in and of itself won't get you there. Running marathons, long distance running is not a great way to have a good looking body. It is not. Is that to say that you can't have a good body if you run marathons? No. You just have to make some very strong particular choices and very prudent ones. People who are jacked and buff and have great bodies don't get that way by running marathons. Is that to say that you can be jacked right now? You're a competitive bodybuilder and you're like, I'm going to run a marathon? No, of course not. You could do both and you'd probably look pretty darn good after. But there has to be some real serious choices made. Fernando Patino with an amazing profile picture, but it's a kid, so I don't know if I want to put it up just in case, but it's a kid, looks to be about 8, with a picture perfect Nacho Libre costume on, and he's killing it. Sick hair, mustache. Barbell press or dumbbell press? Well, it depends. Actually, no, it doesn't. Either or, both are good. I don't know if you mean bench press, like chest press or incline press or overhead press. Either or, whatever you like better. I overhead press with a barbell. The overwhelming majority of people, especially people who want to go heavy, will do better off with a dumbbell just because of sheer danger. I think more so than the bench press, more so than the incline press, people really don't know how to overhead press and they're going to hurt themselves. So pretty easy to isolate the front and medial delts with the dumbbells, and you can go heavy and you get the kind of the nice benefit of like the independent arm strength and balance and stuff. So that one, I will say, like, I think probably most people dumbbell, even though I overhead barbell press. But that is an absolute, like, what do you get the most out of? If you're a competitive powerlifter, I'd probably say try to keep the bench press in there. But if you're not, if you're just looking to get jacked and be strong, I say what is safest and best for you.
Where'd you get that hat, Mike? It's so dope. I know it is. Melon, M-E-L-I-N. You're out here on your farm in Texas in the humidity and your head gets funky, but your hat won't. Melon's got you covered. 5 times more durable than any other hat on the market, waterproof. You drop it while you're fishing, it floats right there on the water. You can wash it when it gets funky and it'll come right back into shape just like the day you got it. The most comfortable hat on the market, plus they got tons of different styles and fits. They even have a fit finder right there on the website. They got snapbacks, they come in classic, regular, extra large. Mellon very, very rarely offers discounts, but right now you can get 30% off. So head to the website, melin.com/Mikey. Get yourself 30% off. Elevate your hat game and don't let it get in the way of your lifestyle. Mellon hats, melin.com/Mikey.
Thierry Gonzalez. When is murder on the 405 reunion show? Probably never. Everyone lives around the country in like various parts. Real Adam Rust. There is some cardio that I like that seems also anaerobic in nature. I am thinking of things like the rowing machine or cycling class. I do push-pull leg rest split with something doing cardio on rest days. Is it okay to do things like the rowing machine on rest days, or is that messing up muscle recovery? Well, again, depends. If you're doing sprints on a rower for a good amount, it's really fucking up your recovery, especially if you're doing push-pull legs and maybe trying to do that each of those twice a week. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that if you want to get gains in either muscle or conditioning. This is where I get into a lot of trouble. And I don't want to say a lot of trouble because I always will back up what I say. This is where a lot of people misinterpret where I'm going. Because they go like, I've been training way more than you're programming me, or the way more than you recommend I train. And I go like, yeah, because you train like a bitch. It's much better to, I would say, train 3, maybe 4 days a week. But just be going 45 minutes at a time, really complex movements, and push yourself. Really challenge yourself. 5-6 working sets for big body parts. 2-3 working sets, maybe. You know, 2-3 to 5, maybe, for smaller muscles like arms. Because you're opening up the ability for then to go and do other things and not have yourself just hit a wall. Right? I do sprint workouts twice a week, sometimes 3. I do sprint workouts twice a week, either uphill or flat sprinting. I do 1 long distance, purely aerobic workout. That's for health, more so than anything. And I do 3 or 4 weight training workouts a week. I also like to train jiu-jitsu as much as I possibly can. Now, If I were to train for a competition in jiu-jitsu, I probably would have to pull back on most everything else. If I were to really look at maximizing muscle size, I would have to pull back on my conditioning. And I would probably start training more frequently with more volume. When I'm like this and it's May and I'm like preparing for August, I'm not doing a bodybuilding show, but I'm getting leaner because I know shirt off all day. Weather's coming. So right now, once a year, I make that decision where it's like, I'm not going to gain weight and I'm not going to be pissy when I lose weight because I know that this weight I'm losing is going to be body fat and water. And I'm going to get shreddy. So I'm not training very frequently, but when I am, I'm lifting heavy. I'm lifting heavier and I'm not going as deep into rep ranges and I'm trying not to get accrue as much fatigue. Maybe around Christmas time when it's like my shirt off will see nobody except for my wife, occasionally my daughter, and my farm animals. I'll say like, yeah, let's try to add some carbs and calories, get a little beefy. But I never also, I'm 45, and so I recognize that. And it's like, how much more muscle do I really need or want? Because at this point in my life, I'm not ever considering doing any type of physique sport. What I am trying to do is be muscular, lean, and healthy for as long as I possibly can. And certain level of body fat is healthy to me and seems to be something that leads to longer lifespan and quality of life. So does a certain amount of muscle. And I feel like I've achieved that. So just, I work in maintenance. If you're 20 and you're like, I want to be jacked, I don't think rowing circuits on your day off is a good idea. It's just going to compromise. You're not going to get any noticeable increase in your conditioning And if you're eating in a surplus to gain muscle, what's the fucking point? Because no fat loss is coming. And if you're training push-pull legs, I would have to assume you want to be jacked. So you're only compromising your recovery. And you are definitely not achieving any positive aspects of doing anaerobic threshold stuff. Now, if you want to do push-pull legs, or if you're looking to get jacked, you're looking to put on muscle, even if you're eating in a caloric surplus and you want to do long distance, very low intensity stuff, I totally support it. I've always found that to be not only perfectly healthy for you, but not only does it not compromise recovery, it increases it. Staying in that aerobic world, that zone one, zone two, and doing it for long periods of time, much different than like a rowing circuit or like an Airdyne bike circuit or something. I do those things, okay? I told you, I do two sprint workouts a week, two conditioning workouts a week. And then I have one long, slow one. But that I do them for very particular reasons, to increase my threshold and also body fat loss. And I'm eating in a deficit. So you got to weigh all, everything has to be weighed out. Who's in your top five bodied up musicians list? Danzig, Doyle Rollins, Iggy, Kiedis, 50 Cent, LL Cool J, that oiled up saxophone guy from Lost Boys. Who you got? I will say probably Doyle's the only one you named. Oh no, of course, Rollins. Rollins and Doyle are the two that you named that I agree with. Danzig's never been lean enough for me to be like body, because like, Danzig lifts. Danzig probably at some point in his life was like really strong and certainly achieved a level of muscle mass. That alone does not make me go like, look at that guy. Wow. Fuck that. Greg Puciato from formerly of Dillinger Escape Plan. RIP. One of the greatest bands of all time in my opinion. But it's very particular type of music. I understand it's not for everybody. But Greg from Dillinger Escape Plan and now Better Lovers. That guy's jacked. Jacked. Ripped. Jacked. Brandon Schipetti, I remember. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I know it's Brendan from Bleeding Through. He actually owns a gym, I believe, in Orange County. And yeah, that guy always was in great shape. Looked really good. Matt, M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold. Really healthy, strong, muscular, good-looking guy. I can't avoid females. Shakira, especially at her age now, like she's bulletproof. I know a lot of women prefer more of a statuesque look. You know, she's a little lady, but dude, that body, come on now. A lot of females I see more so in front of the camera than the music world, but J-Lo now. J-Lo more now than ever before, in my opinion. Because J-Lo, like 30-year-old J-Lo, when she was when most people would see her at her peak, I was like, she's an attractive woman, but I never like thought like J-Lo. As a 50-something-year-old woman, I fantasize about J-Lo. So I don't know if that says a bit more about me or if she just really is becoming that much more beautiful. Yeah, so there you go. I think that's a pretty solid list. I could give or take their music, but you got to give love to Kiedis, especially now still. Like, he's still in I Take My Shirt Off level. Iggy is a genius, and I love him. I literally worship the ground he walks on from an artistic standpoint, Iggy Pop. But you can't be that thin, even though he was always ripped. Iggy was always ripped. You can't be that thin and get love from me physique-wise. There has to be some attempt to be like macho. I love y'all. Thank you, BetOnline. Thank you to all my sponsors. And in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, remember, I do.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Hey, everyone. I am Fran.
And I'm Tom.
And we are the co-hosts of the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast.
On the Native Plants Healthy Planet podcast, we talk about native plants, obviously.
We have great guests.
My name's Joel, and I'm staying in room 123 at the Ramada Inn right now.
We have a lot of fun.
Which of the following was the name of Uli Lorimer's latest book? This book is actually in this room right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And don't try and cheat and look up here because I turned it around. It's that book right up there. So you might be able to see part of it.
And we learn a lot.
We have the most biomass per acre in a redwood forest than any other place on the planet. And people are like, more than the Amazon? Yes, more than the Amazon.
So tune in, have a couple laughs, learn about nature, and help the planet while you're at it. Until then, keep it native.
Long days and no drumstick make for short fuses. And this fateful Monday, my fuse was as stubby and hungry as they come.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones?
Take it easy, Sonny.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones, please? Yes! Sweet, creamy, crunchy, crispy, decadent deliciousness.
Sir, I can ring you up.
In my preoccupation with scoring a drumstick, I had forgotten my wallet. Do you offer buy now, pay later? Another day, another drumstick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.